Hang on, Kyle. This doesn't seem right. I didn't hear the recording.
It says it. It said this conference is being recorded.
Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action Team podcast, where each week not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we really want to give you some tools to move your business forward. And this week, are you guys in for an amazing treat? I have this incredible couple that have been involved with Isagenics over the past 12 years, and they've literally gone on this journey from being an absolute reluctant product user to actually just going 8-star platinum. The gentleman has been recognized as Man of the Year. The couple trains at Isagenics Universities. It's none other than Megan and Kyle Nakrash. How are you guys doing this evening?
Great, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Well, it's been a long time coming, Kyle. I know for all of us, we want to hit platinum sooner than later, but I just want to give you guys just a huge congratulations on a tremendous accomplishment.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Absolutely. I mean, it was an amazing day. As you recall, you were right there with us. We're so grateful. It's been a huge blast since.
Well, how about before we get into really your journey from, as I said, being a reluctant product user to going platinum, why don't we start off with how you guys were actually introduced to Isagenics in the first place?
That's a good
Isn't that funny? Well, let me see. I'll do a little real fast recap version. I was at a Christmas party, and there was a gentleman that came up to me, and I think maybe Megan, you may have been there, and he had these, black and white, crooked, photocopied pictures of Peter Ullman, Speedo Peter, hit with his transformation, and I think there was some Jack Canfield stuff in there and some John Gray stuff in there, and I just remember looking at these and thinking, man, and I just finished a sports nutrition specialist program, so seeing that Peter had dropped 30 pounds in 31 days, my immediate response was, you know what, this stuff's dangerous. Keep it away from me, and I definitely will not be recommending it. So that gentleman happened to be you. It was at a staff Christmas party that we were both at. Looking back, we are just heaps and bounds grateful that you persisted, because although we said no then, and then we may have said no a few other times, Warren, you said something one day that I think is pretty cool, because it ended up becoming a company policy. I was back when I was working out then, you said, hey, listen, Kyle, do you trust your body? And I said, absolutely. And you said, perfect. If you don't notice any changes whatsoever, I'm going to actually take the products back from you. I will pay for your product, and I'll never talk to you about it again. So, of course, I was like, perfect. This is a great plan for me to prove you wrong. Won't cost me a dime, and I'll never have to hear from you again. So, but thank you.
And I remember that, like, to say you were a reluctant practitioner, both you and your wife are practitioners, trying the product. I mean, I can remember coming into the clinic asking for you. It just seemed real odd that every time I came into the clinic, you were either busy or you weren't there. And I mean, this went on for quite some time before you reluctantly agreed to prove me wrong.
Well, I hate to do it publicly, but I was there each time. I heard your voice, and I would sneak behind the back, and I'd say to the secretary, tell him I'm out. I'm on my lunch break. So, well deserved.
So let's go back. So you agreed, and I remember that. It was 12 years ago. You agreed. Megan certainly didn't, but you agreed to prove me wrong. What was your experience as you went through that initial 9-day fast start? What happened for you?
I just want to maybe set the stage first so that everybody understands, you know, what Isagenics is today wasn't what it was, 12 years ago. And what I mean by that is that we had no ionics, Warren, as you know. We had a liquid cleanse that the flavor was something to be reckoned with. To say that I heard Tony Escobar say that they advanced science 500 years with the flavor of taking that shake, or pardon me, the cleanse, and making it taste the way it does. But so back then, you know, taste wasn't on our side. I think the shake was okay, but, you know, the whole concept, Warren, of going through a cleanse day sort of rattled me. And you know what? You did a great thing. Once again, you know, we talk about it today as a triad or doing the program with other people, because as I was busy trying to talk myself out of it, because I was doing it with the two other practitioners in the clinic, one of them, you know, sort of set me straight saying, look, you know, there are people in this world that go through much harder things than what you're doing right now. Get it together. And so I got through my first 9 days. And Warren, I remember I was just finishing a second cleanse day, which still for me at the time was, gosh, this just does not make sense. But I remember looking at Megan. We were at a Cactus Club restaurant. She was having a lunch, and I was watching her. And I just said, I just want to go for a run. I just want to run. And she says, you hate running. I says, I know, but I've never felt like this before. So to say the least, Warren, I was impressed. I wasn't sold, but I was impressed. And it was enough to keep me on the products for, well, I guess it was like 4 years before I started to build, or we started to build.
Yeah, it was quite the journey. And I can remember one other time that we were getting together. And at this point, let's be honest, that you became over the years a product user, because Megan was actually representing another nutritional company. She was responsible for all of Western Canada, working with doctors with another great nutritional line. And she was adamant that you weren't going to do this. And I can remember at the dinner, she started asking me these questions about our omegas and what depth and what water temperature were the fish caught at and all this other stuff. And I just went, who cares, Megan? Just put the stuff in your mouth. It works. And I can remember her short-circuiting, and you calling me back that later that night going, why did you say that? He goes, I'm done. I can remember saying, I'm done. I'm not getting a divorce over this. But anyways, I still managed to keep you on the product.
Yeah, well, you sure did. And you know what was great is, you know, we just huge gratitude to you at the beginning. Meg, of course, with her background, you know, you were able to put us in front of a lot of key individuals. And you know what? Lo and behold, every question Meg asked, there was an answer. And I was like, wow. So this is the real deal. So, yeah. But you know what? It was 4 years where, you know, business didn't make sense for us. We had just opened our own practice. Our focus was there. And it wasn't that we didn't want to build a business. We just didn't have that intent out of the gates.
Yeah, I don't know if we saw the necessity for it, because we loved the profession that we were in. We loved the clinic that we just created. And, you know, to us, we thought we were financially doing quite well. We were double income, no kids at that time. And I don't think, honestly, I really thought people in network marketing could make much more than sort of a basic amount of money. You know, I had that general conception that that many people have. I figured there were a few people up at the top that made a lot of money. But I'll be honest, when I watched you, Warren, grow in your business, I thought, well, if he can do it, we can do it. And that was really, for me, the biggest point was that we could get our products paid for. I knew what we were spending, even with my discount with the other company that I was working with. We had a very, very good staff discount, but I wasn't ever going to be able to create a situation where we were able to get product for free. And so when Kyle said, you know what, we've actually now, we're not paying for our product with Isagenix, that was, I would have been happy with that for life. So.
Well, Megan, for you, I mean, just to think about it now, you guys have gone 8-star platinum, and to put that into perspective, as a Canadian 8-star platinum, you're earning somewhere in between $780,000 to $932,000, plus the other bonuses in the compensation plan. You guys are now earning 12 years later basically $1 million a year. Did you ever even imagine that that could be possible for the two of you?
No. Certainly not as massage therapists. I mean, we knew that we capped out as massage therapists, but looking at network marketing, no, never. That was always everybody else that walked up on stage and you know, we're carrying the big cards with the big numbers.
Yeah. So why don't we start there, Megan? I think this is a huge thing because you had, as a practitioner, I know your clinic that you guys had, you had chiropractors in there, acupuncturists. I mean, you had quite the clinic going, and there was this concept of network marketing. How did you really overcome the fact that Isagenix was a network marketing company? Because I think that was one of the turning points for both you and Kyle.
It was, for sure, and I think that's a great question. For me, it really came down to the product. When I finally had my first shake, I knew enough about product and taking product that I felt a difference immediately. And for me, that was a key point that made me want to investigate further. I will be completely honest. I struggled with the concept of network marketing, that I was even utilizing a shake that was from a company that was network marketing. I mean, that was tough for me. But when I looked at just the plain results, and I'd been watching the results that everyone that Kyle had been coaching through programs, and I kept watching the results quietly, and you just couldn't argue what people were experiencing. And it was consistently, time after time, every 30-day program that went out, there was that same consistency with the same results. And so then it got to, I would almost make that excuse. You know, I'd say, oh, there's this great product, you know, it's network marketing, but, and I had to get away from that as well. It was, when I realized that it was a great product and I didn't need to make excuses for it. Who cares the business platform? And I just left that whole conversation out of the explanation and just said, this is what I use. This is a great product. And then I was amazed when I got out of that story in my head. I was amazed how many people would still maybe comment, say, well, is it network marketing? And I'd say, yep, it's a great product. I just found I could explain it differently. And a lot of people I found didn't even care. They were just looking. They were so intent on finding something that would match their needs to help them get to their health goals. They weren't concerned with what business platform it came from.
Now, that's a great, great point, Megan, because, I mean, so many practitioners do get wrapped up in the fact that it's network marketing. And I really like the fact that you shared. It was, at least you were open enough, one, to try it yourself. Two, you did start sharing it with some patients that or clients that could actually, you thought, benefit from it. And when you started to see these consistent results over and over again, that was sort of the initial turning point that I need to tell more people about it. And then I love that distinction that you said, is that you let go of the fact that it was network marketing and you just started, as a practitioner, sharing the fact that here's some great product that I think can help you. I think that's a great point for all of us that know people like chiropractors, doctors, massage therapists, acupuncturists. I mean, people in the holistic world or in the more of the medical world, it's first of all, let's get them a great product experience. And then take it from there.
It's kind of like there's three distinct aha moments that I now trust, and I speak about them when I talk to people. The first aha is always you're going to walk into the program with your own skepticism, and then it actually works, and you're like, oh my gosh! So there's your aha number one. Aha number two, you know, the person you're dealing with teaches you how to get your products paid for, so you make a couple of referrals, not thinking anything's going to happen, then all of a sudden, you get your U+2 bonus with whatever platform or system you use, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I've had more people call me saying, I just got an email. So that's aha moment number two. And then I think aha number three, Warren, is when you actually get to watch somebody that you care about in front of you go through their transition in health. And it's almost like the practitioner sort of drug, we call it, where when you're helping somebody, and it drives your heart, it drives your incentive. And so that I think was where it all happened for us, is that, you know, we started to trust the product, we took it ourselves, we got a few little remember me on the street, right, and referring it to a few people on the block. But then there were some significant changes that happened with other people, and we thought, wow, you know, who else are we denying that comes across our conversations, across our path, of that kind of experience because we were holding back of a conversation that was in our head that wasn't even true, i.e., you know, network marketing.
Great point. Now, speaking again from a practitioner's perspective, Kyle, there was that transition, like, how am I going to share this with my patients? And you came up almost with a system, a way in which practitioners can introduce this to their patients. Can you expand upon that? Because I think that would be a massive takeaway and could help lots of people.
Well, I think what I'd like to start with is the things that I probably didn't do too well. And what I mean by that is I really, you know me, I just felt that I had to become a product expert. And so I made the commitment, you know, I love the guy, I'm going to be the Jim Rhodes of British Columbia type thing. And so on went my quest, and you helped me with that. And that, unfortunately, at the time, although it did translate to a few enrollments, there's no momentum that was gained because I did a lot of time talking. Gosh, I would come up with like all these nutritional facts and what's happening out there in the world and why you would need to cleanse and all the different things that are in the environment. And I mean, just this constant verbal vomit, thinking that I'm being of service. So I would like to say that back then I was ignorance on fire and I was super excited. But unfortunately, what I was doing is I was doing the one thing that I never, ever wanted to do with being a network marketer, which was sell. So here I am selling all these facts and selling all these figures and selling all this product knowledge when really what I wasn't doing is I wasn't being a good listener. So when you talk about the system, excuse me, that I integrated into the clinic, Warren, I did this whether I was with I'm just going to grab a glass of water here. Whether I was with a new patient, whether it was somebody that I hadn't seen for a long time, and I even just did it with general public, because I don't want this conversation, especially people tonight will think, well, I don't have a clinic, I don't have a practice, how can I do what they're doing? This question, it doesn't matter where you are, you don't have to have a clinic. But the question I started to ask is, in, you know, the initial, you know, conversations, I would just say to people, you know, what are your health goals going into the summer? So right now we're just entering into our summer. So I would say to the people, you know, what other health goals do you have going into the summer? So as I was doing their case history, they would tell me, you know, maybe it was to run their first marathon or to make it around Westwick Lake or to, you know, fit in a bikini or to drop some pounds, whatever it was. So I would write it in the chart. And for those of you that don't have a clinic, then you just write it in your iPhone or you write it on a piece of paper. When you ask somebody, what are your health goals for the winter? What are your health goals going into the new year? It's a fantastic time. So if you notice, seasons are all on a 90-day game plan, right? A 90-day period. So you can ask this four times throughout the year, and it will fit perfect. It doesn't have to just be for summer. With that, they would tell me what they're looking for, and I didn't say goals. I would say health goals because it was specific, and they wouldn't, you know, tell me other things. And so, Warren, all I really did was I'd finish the treatment, and as I was giving them their home care, I would say, hey, listen, you know, these goals that you told me about, and I'd repeat them. I'd say, are you serious about them? And they'd say, yes. And I'd say, well, there's a system that we've just incorporated into the clinic that offers incredible results with those same goals. I've seen it in other people. Are you open to learning about it? That's all I would do. And so they would say yes, then I would have either the front desk or I would get their email and we'd send them information and we'd go from there. So let's take it out of the clinic. You know, you are meeting up with a girlfriend or a friend or you're chatting on Facebook or wherever it may be, and you just in conversation, just like, you know, how are the kids? How's the job? You know, what are your health goals going into the summer this year? Here's what I'm up to. I'm doing this. Just to kind of open the conversation. Whatever people give you, you don't have to pounce on it right away and say, I've got something for you. You can just let it sit for a while, like 24 to 48 hours. And then you can follow up and say, hey, listen, I was thinking about you the other day when you mentioned these health goals. You know, I know of a system that offers some incredible results, or I have received these results, or I know a friend that has received these results. Be open to learning about it. So, Warren, it doesn't, now that we're not in the clinic, we haven't been for 3 years, we still use that conversation. And it's been fantastic.
What a great takeaway.
What are your health goals for the summer? And it doesn't matter whether you're in Australia, Canada, U.S., where in the world, Europe. I mean, typically people want to release excess weight. I mean, I don't think I've met a woman that doesn't want to drop even 2 or 3 pounds. I mean, it just seems like that's something out there. So, I mean, great, great point. Now, for many practitioners, Kyle, and I know you've worked with many of them, a lot of times, as you said, you got trapped into feeling you needed to become a product expert. And for 4 years, you were a product expert and only cycling once to twice a week. Where was your turning point, and also with some of these other practitioners, where's the turning point, or what needs to occur where all of a sudden a practitioner can start creating a residual income, and then from that beginnings of a residual income, start to create a meaningful residual income? Where's the shift in a practitioner's thought process, in your opinion?
I'm going to let Megan answer first, and then I'll pop in, okay?
Sure.
I think my first big aha moment was we were sitting, we'd taken a holiday, and we were actually able to book our holiday for 10 days. So we're sitting on a beach in Hawaii, and we were watching cycles. And it was the first time that Kyle and I had taken a vacation, and longer than 7 days, and I wasn't stressing about the fact that each day we were spending money and not, you know, able to create money. Because when you are not in your clinic and you're not physically there, you are not creating an income, but yet you still have bills that you're responsible for. So for me, that was the sort of first moment. And then I really started to look at, you know, the amount of time that we were spending in the clinic, and we loved it, but as we had children, it became difficult. If the kids were sick, I had to take time off work, stay at home with them. There was lost income on those days. You know, if anything happened and I wasn't able to be there, then that affected our income and it affected our household. So it really started to change how I thought about a residual income and help me really understand a residual income.
For people to understand that is when you're putting in 8 hours to get your 8 hours of pay, that's called linear income. So you have to have the hours in to get the pay out. And then with this first profession, now you're stepping into what we call leveraged income, where you put in your hours, but regardless, like when Megan was saying, we were on the beach, and I was like, my gosh, this is the first time we're going to go home, and we're not going to have to work extra days to play catch-up. Or we're not going to have to work longer hours and take extra patients because we've just taken a week's worth of income out of our life. But, Warren, I guess my answer, and you know this very well, is, you know, for that 4 years, learning about the products, but I wasn't becoming a product expert because I wanted to do the business. I was becoming a product expert because I still wanted to prove you wrong. And so for you invited me to a nice genetics university in Phoenix. And this is way back, you know, I think there was maybe 100 people in that room, if that. And it was the actual event that had me sit there and look and really realize just how legitimate the company was, the philanthropy that they were involved with, the people who were getting up on stage sharing their stories. You know, my story that was holding me back all of a sudden didn't become as unique as I thought it was. And I started to go, wow, like these people are all doing this. And of course, I met a boatload of people, as you know, who I thought were guests, like honestly guests. I was, you know, having great conversations with them, all just to see the last day they popped up on stage as millionaires in the company. And I thought, holy crumpets, like I was having coffee with Sean Ekstrom yesterday and all these different people, Warren. So it just became real. So there's nothing. Oh, like I think with network marketing for people who are starting out, it's perceived as a fantasy for certain people, which is why you don't believe in it, because that's what it is, it's this fantasy. But when you actually get to an event and you see it and you hear it and you feel it and you touch it, that's where the reality kicked in. And I texted Meg with my little flip phone, because that's what we had back then, from the airport. And I said, honey, our lives will never be the same. And she's like, what the hell did they do to you? So
I remember that, Kyle, so well. She was ready to kill me.
Yeah, so that's, to answer your question, I think it really truly is, because you can talk all you want to a practitioner, people. Like, really, at the end of the day, you can give them information, you can give them articles, but it's the hot spots that I think people are missing out and asking. And what I mean by the hot spots is, you know, how much time do they get to spend with their family? What are the hours that they work? What kind of insurance do they have to pay for liability just to be able to practice? When they do get to go on vacation, how long is it? You know, when if something was to happen, what's their plan B? What's their accelerated retirement plan? And just like subtle questions, you don't go and pepper people with this. Remember, you don't get married first date. You just ask these questions meeting after meeting after meeting. And finally, at the end, when you start to look at it, you say, hey, listen, I got something. This may or may not be for you, but I think I see a solution, because I'm hearing that, you know, there's just a few areas in your life that, you know, you're missing the boat. And, you know, those are the hot spots. It's not going to be the product ingredients. It's not going to be what's in the Ionic Supreme. It's not going to be the difference between our shake and the other shakes. That's not going to be, because you're back to looking and sounding like a salesman. It's about sitting down and having a conversation with these people and really getting down to the raw truth, where people are like, yeah, it sucks. I work long hours, or, you know, I don't get that much time off. I got a great salary, but I don't see my kids. You know, it's stuff like that, Warren.
So very true, Kyle. And I know once you got off that hurdle, I mean, both you and Megan just started impacting lives around the globe, and your business really started to take off. And it was, you were still working in your clinic, both you and Megan, and I know you were earning in excess of, what, $500,000 a year. And it was probably 3 years ago that you finally made the decision to walk away from the clinic and actually be a professional network marketer and do it full time. And I guess a question that I'll toss out to both of you is making that transition from part-time to full-time, because when you were working in the clinic, I mean, you really had to capitalize your hours in order to build your network marketing business, because they were limited. You guys were both working full-time jobs. And then all of a sudden you were full-time and you had all this time. Yeah, I mean, you had all this time to do whatever you wanted. And a lot of times that can be a tricky transition. Can you guys speak into that a little bit?
Yeah, I got the mic, and I'll just hand it back to Meg. But I want people to understand, like, at the beginning, remember, we said 4 years. So for 4 years, you know, business still went on as usual with Isagenix, regardless of whether we were on or off. We just continued to order product. So we were fortunate out of the gate. We had a lot of, you know, built-up volume on one leg. And so when we jumped in from the clinic and outside the clinic, you know, we caught up quick. It was fantastic. And I think to answer your question around the hours, you know, I had a great conversation with Dr. Anderson, Dr. Paul Anderson, the ISO Delight man. And he said to me, he says, hey, listen, he says, how are things going? And I think he saw in my eyes, you know, I was training on stage and I was doing a lot of different things. And he says, how's the practice? And I just said, you know, it's good. And he goes, how much money did you make in your clinic last month? And so I told him. And he goes, how many hours did you work for that? And I told him. And he goes, what did you make last month with Isagenix? And it was a significantly different number, higher. And he says, how many hours did you really put in? And so I told him. And he goes, come here. So I came to him. And he goes, no, a little closer. So I get close enough that he cuffs me in the face. And he goes, what are you doing? He said, what if you took that time that you have in the clinic and you put it into Isagenix? He says, what would change your life? And I said, you know, I'd have more time with my kids. I'd have more time for myself. I'd have, you know, a lot of things would shift. And plus, my business would probably grow, because I now am going to be giving Isagenix more time instead of trying to split, you know, Isagenix with clinic / traveling around training. So that was one of the big ones that got the roller coaster going, Warren. So, you know, it was that, and really realizing that, hey, listen, the misnomer that's out there, I don't like it when people talk about retiring. I think a lot of people do it prematurely. We had some great advice from some awesome friends in Southern British Columbia there that said, hey, listen, don't do it too early. And because I believe, Warren, that you want to earn enough income in Isagenix that you fall back in love with the original profession that you're in. That means that it's no longer a pain in the ass because you have to be there, so you can actually enjoy what you're doing. And then from there, then you get a choice. Now you get to choose. I'll never forget when we had the choice to stop working Saturdays after 13 years. We're like, wow, like we had a long weekend every weekend. It was just like so exciting. And then we had the choice once again to take off Fridays. And then we did that for a while. Then we had the choice. We bucked off Thursdays. And before long, Warren, you know, after a two-year transition, because we didn't hate our job. We didn't hate the clinic. It was our building. It was our sort of our little nest egg business. But it was to the point where we were able to choose at that point, hey, listen, we can back away. And even when we did, we still kept the clinic for a year and thought, well, yeah, you never know. We might miss it. Well, turns out we didn't. But I just, the message I want to get out there is that, you know, it's give yourself the opportunity to give yourself the choice to back off your hours. You don't just quit your job to go jump into Isagenix, because then all of a sudden, if your income drops, now you're under pressure. Now you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You're not coming from your heart. You're coming from desperation. So do it with caution. Make sure you talk to somebody about it. But I know Megan here was going to say something, but thanks, Warren.
Mm. Okay, well, Megan, when you, I want you to add to that, but I know, Megan, you're really big on scheduling your time, because like when you made that transition, it was so easy to get up. We're doing this with the kids, we're doing that. And all of a sudden, it actually, correct me if I'm wrong, but it almost seemed that it was becoming harder to find time to build your Isagenix business. Can you talk a little bit about that in the scheduling aspect?
Absolutely, because I think it's so important, and it was something that I was, I don't want to say warned about, but it was certainly people who had, you know, committed 100% to Isagenix and had their previous professions and jobs. Everybody said the same thing. You know, when you have an open schedule in the day, it's amazing how challenging it is to create your schedule. And I thought, oh, that's going to be impossible. Not for us, because, I mean, that's exactly what we lived off of. We knew exactly where we were going to be down to every 10 or 15 minutes when we were in our clinic. And so it's still a work in progress. And I've often wondered, like, how was it so easy for so many years, 20 years of practice, you know? And you have your secretary that just tells you, okay, you're back in your office kind of thing. So I find what really works well for me is to sit down and think about, okay, what do I want to accomplish tomorrow? It's something that, you know, many trainers have trained on, but it's that thinking about looking at the week ahead and the day ahead, and if you tend to sometimes have an open schedule anyway, well, how do you want your day to look? What is it that you would like to do? And then, you know, not to think, well, I have to do this for 8 hours a day, but just schedule in and make it work for you and your time and your family and whatever it is. So it could be a.m., it could be afternoon, it could be evening, and then just those little consistent pieces. So if you're going to take 20 minutes in exercise or 40 minutes in exercise, make sure you do it. You know, take 20 minutes to read, even if it's only 20 minutes. We don't need to do an hour's worth of reading every day. You can if you have the time. That's great. And then working on, you know, getting into your business and what am I going to do in my business today. And often, you know, as a mom at least, all the moms out there, or for the women, because women, like, sorry to the guys, but women tend to be really good networkers. Just, you know, talking on the, we're networking without even thinking about it. So there are a lot of times throughout the day, the kids are in school especially, where I'm having these conversations because I'm connecting with other women and other moms. So that can be part of my work day. So it's setting a schedule. Don't beat yourself up if you fall off your schedule for the day. Just start again the next day. And you know, just keeping consistent with small pieces that that you put in writing and you follow up with.
Mm, love that, Megan. I like what you said, being consistent, because that's one of the things that when I look at your journey to platinum was your and Kyle's consistency. When you had the practice, you still found time to dedicate, whether it was a half an hour or an hour a day, you were still investing time in your business. And now that you are doing this full time and you have this amazing lifestyle that you've created, you still look for the opportunity to share Isagenix, whether we're in Hawaii together or wherever we are. I see both you and Kyle striking up conversations, getting people interested, and then be it put
putting them into a Facebook group that will share a little bit about the product. So I think that's huge. I guess in sort of finishing up the call, I would sort of toss out to you guys and just really so that our listeners can appreciate the value. I mean, it's whether it's 5 or 10 years to truly create the financial freedom that you have. Can you guys sort of reflect back when you had the clinic? And obviously you would have ran the clinic like most practitioners, 30, 40 years, and really trading time for money. As you said, Megan, you'd come back from a week in Hawaii and you'd be working all these extra hours to make up that lost week's income, to now this aspect of this residual income where you get paid whether you're on a beach in Australia or you're up skiing at Whistler, this money keeps coming in week after week. Can you sort of just sort of compare sort of your old belief as a practitioner to now what's really available as a professional network marketer?
Absolutely. I mean, as a massage therapist, you know, I loved what I did so much that I don't really think, you know, I thought too much about this type of thing until we had kids, and then the stress level with having to be able to rely, being self-employed was so hard, and I didn't realize how hard it was until we had children, had a family, and you start getting stretched thinner and thinner, financially, but mentally and physically as well. And the relief that, you know, and we worked with a great team. We were always within a team. So at the clinic, you know, you're singular as a practitioner, but you're still working within a team of practitioners, and you have your group of people there. What I found incredible, because getting to 9-star platinum, you don't just get to 9-star platinum all on your own. You may be somebody who's a visionary, like Kyle was in the beginning, and he caught your vision, Warren, and he you know, went forth with it. And I took a little longer to capture that vision, but once I did, absolutely. But it's the team of people that you know, catch your vision and you know, decide to jump on board and link arms with you. And that's the only way anybody really is truly successful in this business, is the team that jumps on board with you. But for anybody out there who's wondering, you know, is this really possible? Could I ever do that? My answer is yes, because I didn't ever think that it was possible for us. Like I said earlier, I was excited when we got our products paid for. And to be able to look at what's possible, there have been a lot of different things that I've wanted to do over the years with, you know, giving back, whether it's volunteer work or overseas philanthropy or whatever it is. But as a massage therapist, A, I didn't have the time to do it because I was always at the clinic, and B, I didn't really have the financial means to do it. And now to be able to do it and look at what other possibilities are out there to start giving back, it's really exciting. And it's an incredible feeling to know that we trusted a process, and it wasn't easy. You know, it wasn't easy, and I really acknowledge Kyle for every night coming home from the clinic, 7 days a week, he was in his office, even for an hour or two, and it was a tough go. I hadn't captured that vision yet, but he was persistent and consistent, and it's paid off. And, you know, then we were able to build together, which was really exciting as well. So for any of you doubters out there, just keep at it. It's worth it. And have fun and enjoy your ride.
Hey, Warren.
Yeah, Kyle.
You know, it's. I sit here and I think of even money, just money itself. It's a subject that I think everybody grows into. And what I mean by that is, for quite often people say, well, it's not about the money and it's not about stars and it's all. It really is irrelevant at the end of the day. I think the number one thing is, like Megan said, there's things that we get to do now and we get to contribute to and we get to be a part of in changing other people's lives that we couldn't do on a massage therapist income. We just couldn't. It wasn't there. And so to be able to do that now is fantastic. But I think it's so important that people don't lose vision of, you know, I remember Warren 3-star?
Like,
3-star was always, it was so magnificent because that's six figures. Six figures residual income and you're still doing your regular profession. You have a six-figure income. I mean, there's a game changer right there. And I just, you know, for us, you got to keep that. You got to keep that in the back of your mind, because you can get into this comparison game and you start looking at people who are 8, 9, 10, 12, 20 star, or whatever it may be, and you lose vision of, wow, like how much is how much, and what was the point that our lives actually changed? And so, you know, for those of you listening, you know what? Maybe it is 3-star that's going to be the life changer for you, and maybe it's 4, maybe it's 1-star. And I think it's just a matter of letting go of who's doing what, where, and how they're saying it and how they're portraying it, and just get centered with what kind of impact can you make? What can you do with your own family? What can you do with people with families outside of your family? And hold on to your vision and let go, because I think it's when we let go, you know, I'm looking at Megan, things started to shift. Because, you know, as well as I do, Warren, there's times where sometimes between ranks, it's a long, long period. It's because you're holding on to that damn stick so hard, trying to make a shot because of what someone else is doing, instead of staying close to your heart and to your vision. So I'll end by saying that. And once again, like Megan said, it's, team is such an powerful, powerful thing. You know, having a group of people around you that they speak into your blind spot. They're side by side with you. You know, you're side by side with them. You share common goals. You're so excited for each other. I mean, that's what makes all this so, so special. You know, we had rank advancements within our team the same day we did. And then it shifted the focus from 8-star to them, because it's like, you know, it's so exciting. So that's the part that truly is the gift at the end of the day, is the team that's right behind you, that's supporting you and wanting you to win, because you got the same vibe for them.
Mm. Couldn't have said it any better, Kyle. I mean, you're absolutely true. In the profession of network marketing, you can't do it alone. You can't sponsor enough people. I mean, it's not doable. And the reality is the more you help your team members become successful, the more successful you become in that journey. And it's really magical once you catch the vision. And I guess what I would say is, Kyle and Megan, I just want to thank you so much for your leadership, absolutely your friendship for Arlene and I, and the entire Take Action team and Isagenics as a whole. But one of the things that you just really stands out for me in both of you is how you speak belief into people now. I mean, you cast the vision for what's possible, and I think everyone got a flavor of that this evening. But it truly is. Everyone listening is a leader on the call, and it's our job to do as you guys do and speak the belief and cast the vision and have them believe that it's possible. But you know what? It's for you guys. It was a 12-year journey, but was it worth it? I would think so.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say first things first, buddy. The apple doesn't fall from the tree from the sponsor who brings you in. So it was you that started everything in regards to our belief in what's possible. And you and Arlene, who have not only paved the way, but you've been the backup goaltender to the kick-ass forward to the, you know, the every position known, the coach, the parent, whatever it is. I mean, you're there. And so, you know, leadership is what it breeds other leadership. So thank you guys so, so, so much from the bottom of our hearts.
Well, thank you both for taking time to share with everyone this evening. And I just want to just say, like, hey, have a blessed week. But if any of you want to get the recording of this call, there's 3 ways to get it. You can go to takeactionteam.com. You can join the weekly email list, and Katie will send out the recordings to you. You can go to Podomatic and follow Take Action Team. Or you can go to Facebook, and there's Take Action Team there, and you can get the recordings via there. Because I know you guys shared so much valuable insight, I'm going to want to listen to this call again. And with that, everyone, celebration's just around the corner. I would encourage you to get there if you haven't got a ticket yet, but bring team members. Because the one regret I hear over and over again is where people go, oh, I wish I would have brought more team members with me. And that, and And that's probably one of the biggest takeaways that everyone experiences from their first celebration is they always wish they brought more team members. And I'll say Sunday night, we're doing a great Gatsby party for the Take Action team. So we're just going to celebrate all of our success, the friendships from around the globe, and we're going to have a ton of fun. So with that, everyone, have a blessed week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.